Is that where one isn't meditating per se, but where virtue would come in as also to illuminate whether we've slipped or not?
So. Well, I mean, it's both, and that's really where and I think Upasika, he really emphasized that function of virtue, and of course Ajahn Chah similarly put a big emphasis on the cultivation of virtue. And it's not just to keep the rules, but it's more like that the keeping of like an integrity and a self-worth that when one starts to slip up on one level, even if it's on a reflect on a mental level, then there's a virtue that's there that starts, flags start going up, start shooting flares and saying, whoa, wait a minute here. Whereas on the kind of the discernment level, it's, you know, it's kind of around, you know, because sometimes the Gajahn Chah says, you know, the defilements have their wisdom also, you know. We can convince ourselves of things, and that's where the virtue is this strong. Maybe it's sort of like a bass player in a band. It isn't so flashy, but it really keeps everything on track.
I also remember hearing a talk that we've been doing, the help of Kalyanamita in that role as well. So check it out, see how we're doing.
So those are like having the internal and the external.